Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to see the beauty of the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I liked picture books as a child. And one of my favorite that my mother used to read to me repeatedly was a picture book that told the tale of Louis Pasteur and the first vaccine. Sounds strange, I know, but trust me, it was exciting. I can still see the smooth lines and the bright colors. I can still see all of the pictures one by one. A rabid dog with crazed eyes and frothing lips chasing a child across one of the pages. The boy tripping, falling, the dog gnawing on his leg. The boy laying there as black germs that look kind of like evil raisins flood into his body. His father carrying the limp frame to Louis Pasteur's laboratory. And then my mother would point out the best bit. Look what Louis Pasteur did. And the pictures showed Pasteur hoisting a massive syringe full of redcoat soldiers with muskets and bayonets. Pasteur gave the boy a shot. The magic soldiers marched into his bloodstream. The redcoats stabbed and shot all of the little grape germs, the monsters. The picture book was childish, no doubt. And I can imagine plenty of smarmy grown-ups rolling their eyes and smirking at the cartoon illustrations. But for me, those pictures were my life, my own life. I wanted to participate in that story. And so the next time I was at the doctor's office, I pulled up my shirt sleeve for the shot. My lip quivered. Little soldiers. As Christians, sometimes we roll our eyes and smirk like grown-ups at another picture book, the Old Testament. Made of vivid stories, strange laws, and thundering prophets, it offers smooth-lined pictures with bright colors. Occasionally we'll peruse a psalm, but much of it seems fanciful and childish. Moses sprinkling blood on a tent, Elijah smacking a river with his cloak, Saul hiding behind the hairy donkeys, Ezekiel muttering about wheels within wheels. It's the Old Testament. Jesus has come. We've outgrown those childish pictures. And the Corinthians in our epistle reading this morning would have agreed. We don't need to pay attention to that Old Testament picture book. But St. Paul disagrees with both of us. The apostle is in the midst of a long discussion on meat offered to idols. You see, in ancient Corinth, most of the meat in the marketplace, at civic functions, or at friends' banquets were made or came from the carcasses of beasts slain and sacrificed to pagan gods. And to knowingly eat such meat was to feast with that particular god, to commune with that god, to worship that god. And this is precisely where the problem is in the church. Certain grown-up Corinthians are eating this meat with a smirk. They dine in the pagan temples. All creatures belong to the true God. And those pagan deities are fake anyway. It doesn't matter. Meanwhile, a few of the other more childish Corinthian Christians are chewing on their bottom lips. So you say it doesn't matter if we worship those gods? And so St. Paul pleads with the grown-up Corinthians to consider their weaker brothers and sisters. Don't trip them up. Don't make them think that worshiping these gods is okay. And then he calls the grown-ups to a bit of childishness. God is reading the Old Testament picture book again. Come, look at the pictures with me. Paul writes, I do not want you to be ignorant that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the same cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Look, says St. Paul, look at the pictures of Moses and Israel in the wilderness, right there in the Old Testament. Jesus was doing the same thing back then that he does now. The people ate and drank real spiritual food, real sacraments, worship. They ate and drank Christ's sacrifice. They communed with Jesus Christ. The rock flowing with water was Christ. The manna from heaven was Christ. We all feed now at the same altar. Paul continues, now these things became our examples, our pictures, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Don't you see, says St. Paul, don't you see the pictures? The living water, the bread from heaven. It's all about Christ and you and me. And now look at the rest of the pictures. The Moabites showed up and the Israelites began eating idol sacrifices. And Christ struck them down. A few verses later, then Paul draws his conclusion straight from the picture book. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. The early 20th century Roman Catholic thinker G.K. Chesterton once scribbled the following into a children's picture book. You will not understand a word of all the words, including mine. Never you trouble. You can see. All directness is divine. Stand up and keep your childishness. Read all the pedants, screeds, and strictures. But don't believe in anything that can't be told in colored pictures. St. Paul agrees. The triune God gives us the Old Testament, a storybook filled with pictures of Christ and us. A storybook to teach us who Christ is, who we are, and how we participate in what he is doing. How to pull up our sleeves, how to wait for the tiny soldiers. The triune God reveals the true tales of Christ's life, our life, in the picture book that is the Old Testament. Now all these things, writes Paul, all these things happen to them as examples, pictures, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. The Father reads us his picture book, the Old Testament. He gives us illustrations of our own lives in its strange pages, and he points out the best bits with his Holy Spirit finger, the pictures of Jesus making a way in the mess of our lives. Look what Jesus did in the wilderness. Manna from heaven, water from the rock. And we stare at the pictures of Christ shooting and stabbing those little grape monsters of idolatry and immorality as they swarm through Israel's bloodstream, as they swarm through our bloodstream. God reads us his picture book, the Old Testament. And it's time to be like little children again, to gape at the illustrations, to learn how to participate in what Jesus is doing. Little soldiers, little soldiers, little soldiers. Ow! Little soldiers. And the more we pay attention to the Old Testament with childlike wonder at its strange yet colorful pictures, the less inclined we are to be smarmy grown-ups, smirking and trampling over our weaker brothers and sisters. God gives us a picture book and calls us to be children once again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.